The Gemara in the bottom from Zan Melaf is discussing the Inanisa Davarda. And the Gemara says, Kolhani Chibi Briyasi Hochi Yislu, Vikarli Tapkin Inanisa Davarda. And Rashi says in this that if you have a behemoth that's missing the Inanisa Davarda, that is kosher. There's like Rashi then, but if you have a behemoth that has two Inanisa Davardas, then it would be a trefa, because it's Yeser is Kanatal Dami. When it's extra, it's Kanatal Dami, therefore that would be a trefa. And the kasha is that Miman Shach, if Rashi holds that. If you don't have it at all, it's kasher, because it's chaser. Chaser is not a problem. Then who cares if you have an extra one and it's kenatal dummy? Why is kenatal dummy a problem? If you don't have it at all, it's not a problem. So why would it be a problem if you have it? And it's why would it be a problem if it's chaser? Yeser kenatal dummy. Lamai said it's not a problem. It's not there at all. So how would that be? How would yeser be worse than not being there bichla? So I saw in the Sefer Shkita school, and he says a nice hesber, and he brings the Nabi Nezer, says a similar thing. That the pshat is like this, that there's really two different types of behemoths. There's certain behemoths that have it in the Nisa Davarda, and those behemoths are, they taka need it. They need it for their chias, and if we'd be missing it, it would be a trefa. And therefore, in such a behemoth, when it's yeser, it's kenato dami, and it's a trefa. But then you have other behemoths that don't need it at all. So if you find a behemoth that doesn't have it, you assume it's from those behemoths that don't need it, and for that reason, it's not a trefa. But if it does have it, but it's yes or kenalta dummy, then you see it's a behemoth that does need it. And a behemoth that does need it, like I would have behemoth talk to be a trefa. And therefore, now that it has two, it would be kenalta dummy. And that would talk to be the reason why it would be a trefa.